Welcome back. Happy Sunday afternoon. I'm Andrea along with Orla. So over the past few months, I'm sure that you've heard Orla and I talking a lot about ISMI, the Institute of Specialized Medicine and Intervention in Kirkland on the West Island with Dr. Kashi. So let's talk about some of the procedures that they do and what and how they offer longevity medicine and exactly what that is. Because it really is. Orla and I, you know, have had a chance to visit and spend time at ISMI. It's such a beautiful clinic. Dr. Kashi is such a wonderful doctor and radiologist. He is the owner of ISMI and he is on the line and he joins us now. Hi, Dr. Kashi.
Hi, how are you? It's good to be back.
It's great to have you. Tell us a little bit about your background and why and how ISMI all got started.
So I'm a radiologist by training. I trained at McGill and I went to Boston to do a fellowship in MRI and advanced MRI techniques, et cetera. And in 2020, kind of I started noticing that the wait times are going really high in ultrasound. There's a lot of pressure. So we opened ISMI to mainly perform some of the ultrasound exams that are hard to get, which is musculoskeletal ultrasound, you know, like joints and for pains, tendons, shoulders, hips, head, shoulder, knees and toes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then especially also breast ultrasound, which is something that's very in demand and in short supply. And at the same time, I do a lot of pain management because the ultrasound is a great modality to guide the needle where it should go. So anything that we can kind of see under ultrasound, we can put a needle in it and treat it. This can be from, you know, bursitis in the shoulders to tennis elbow, osteoarthritis in the joints. We have some back procedures for chronic back pain, some more advanced procedures for nerve entrapment syndromes and chronic pain. And that's kind of a bigger area of it's quite a various area. So we try to do some of the special procedures that are kind of less available in other places. And then, of course, we talked about longevity. We, I believe we offer the best full body MRI program. It's there to be offered. I sit with all the patients. We go over everything. And then some extensions of longevity tests, such as epigenetic testings. And, of course, my favorite is the blood test for the prostate cancer. It's the Stockholm 3.
So, Dr. Kashi, just to backtrack a little bit, let's talk about longevity medicine. You know, people understand what those two words mean, but what exactly is it?
So longevity medicine is kind of a very umbrella term, you know, and like any umbrella terms, it can be practiced in a variety of the scopes and depths. You know, it's probably varies a lot from one center to center. The main kind of distinguishers of longevity programs is really the tests that they use and the level of risk or aging that they look into and the tools that they look at. So that's, you know, you can do have a longevity practice with as a naturopathic expert, you know, doing the blood test and supplements, or then you can go towards the more high-tech practices. That's probably where we position ourselves with full-body MRI and epigenetic testing and liquid biopsies, et cetera.
So from a prevention point of view, you know, I know we've spoken to you before about the full-body MRI. Now, this is a full-body MRI that I guess most of the time you're doing on, you know, people who might not present with an issue that just want to see if there is anything going on in their bodies, right? And then, you know, in, you know, the unfortunate situation, if you do detect something, what do you do as a doctor at that point with your patients?
Well, I again, this is something that we've learned from some of the very valid criticism about the full body MRI practice is that, you know, the patient gets the MRI and then they get a report which they don't understand and they kind of sometimes it's worrisome and nobody tells them what to do. We kind of take ownership of all the health navigation that the patient requires, like all the referrals needed. If I need to talk to a surgeon about something, you know, so I'm very very actively and physically involved. It's not just, okay, here's the report and kind of try to figure it out. I sit with my patients, you know, sometimes months after their original visits, you know, they keep me posted on how things are going. So I get to know these patients literally inside out because I can see their inside of the body. So, and that is an important criticism, very valid about all these full body MRI practices. What we've done, we've tried to address all of these criticisms, and I'm a subject matter expert in at least advanced MRI techniques. We've looked and see what the clinicians don't want, what the patients don't want, and we've kind of built our practice around that to answer those inadequacies.
You're listening to Now Trending. I'm Andrea, along with Orla, and we are speaking with Dr. Kashi from ISMI, the Institute of Specialized Medicine and Intervention in Kirkland. Dr. Kashi, does somebody need a requisition in order to take an appointment at ISMI?
Well, for our diagnostic services, yes. Because sometimes access to a primary care physician or a healthcare specialist is difficult. In some cases, I see the patients myself as a physician. I'm very limited. You know, I don't play the role of a surgeon or a family doctor. But, you know, pain is something that I see the patients quite often myself as a first line physician. And this is a kind of a known practice. Interventional radiologists have their own so-called clinics where they just sit in a clinic and see the patients like every other specialist. So having some kind of a requisition is mandatory, but when they see me, then I can kind of write them a requisition. Sometimes they don't need an ultrasound. Sometimes they need an MRI or a CT scan or a blood test. But yes, there's kind of almost no way around not having a requisition, except if I can see the patients myself in the consultation.
So, Dr. Kashi, how is it physically possible that ISMI is able to give same-day results? And what are those tests that you do where you can give the same-day results?
Well, I mean, I sit at the clinic all the time. This is not the typical radiology practice. You know, I've practiced radiology for about 15 years now. And most of the time, radiologists sit in a room. They handle large volumes of cases, not seeing the patient, and that is an absolutely required way of practicing radiology. But here, our volumes are a little bit smaller, and so I have the opportunity to talk to every patient. I have found that by doing this, actually, the care becomes more efficient because there's less confusion. Yeah. Patients get all the results right away. All the referrals are arranged right away. I couldn't have possibly done this if we had 100 patients a day. Mm-hmm. So, but our volumes are lower that allow that kind of more hands-on involvement from the radiologist.
So, Dr. Kashi, if somebody listening wants to come visit you at ISMI, how long would they typically wait for an appointment and how do they go about booking one?
I mean, there's we're on ClickSound A, so you can book from there. You can call, leave a message. Or, you know, if somebody picks up the phone, we accept walking patients. You know, sometimes there's a spot, patients come in and, you know, we can scan them right away because we have a technologist here and I'm here anyway, sometimes even same day procedures. And if you call after hours or you don't get a human on the phone, Emilia, who is an AI secretary, picks up the phone and has a usually very pleasant and always respectful conversation. Some people get frustrated by it. But then you can say, I need an appointment. Somebody's going to call you back the next business day.
Well, Dr. Kashi, I know that the medicine comes first, but I do have to say the clinic itself is beautiful. Orla
and
I, you know, have spent time there and it looks like a spa. It really is. The patient care is number one, but also it's a beautiful place to be if you do have to spend any time there. And congratulations and thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. That's a part of the treatment too. You know, people mm-hmm. feel better when yes. they're in an environment that's warm and inviting for them, I think.
Couldn't agree with you more. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you very much, as always.
That's Dr. Kashi. And for more information, you can visit ismimontreal.ca or give them a call, 514-418-3882. Coming up, there's a fabulous new immersive show rolling into town just in time for March break. So we're going to get all the details about that. But first, the latest from the CTV Montreal newsroom.